Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. The upward path beckons. Will Williams, the director and now chairman of the National Alliance, is taking that path. Along with others, Will saw that the Alliance had taken the wrong downward direction after the death of its founder, William Pierce. Though he considered legal action to counter the decline, ultimately he chose other means. Rather than seek to use the force of a hostile system to correct these problems, always a terrible gamble and probable waste of extremely valuable time and resources, he found a better way to lead. He led by doing. He led by example. And he never assumed that those who genuinely care about our race's future were the enemy, no matter what our differences in strategy. Together with a few stalwart souls, he reinstituted the National Alliance as soon as its now former leadership disestablished it as a membership organization. He brought together a great-hearted few, both long-term associates of William Pierce and new men and women inspired by Dr. Pierce's vision, and started an online community for them called White Biocentrism. Almost 1 year ago, he made it possible for American Dissident Voices to be on the air again. And with openness, frankness, and firmness, but without viciousness, rancor, or egotism, he began to speak the simple truth. There is a place, in fact, a need for an uncompromising vanguard of white men and women for whom the survival and progress of our race is not only a sacred cause, but for whom it is the purpose of life, nature, and the universe itself. Will Williams inspired us, brought us together, and, even as he strongly criticized them, brought conciliation with those who were taking a very different path. The result is that he has now been named the new chairman of the National Alliance Corporation itself, and has taken on the great responsibility of revitalizing it, of uniting and leading those of us who believe in the only cause that really matters, and of harboring and deploying our resources so we can accomplish our short-term and long-term goals with the greatest effectiveness. He has borne up strongly, as I have also been forced to do, under heavy attacks, both misguided and malicious. He has shown maturity of judgment, magnanimity in victory, and amazing perseverance. He deserves our support. Those who were using the legal process to bring about change have achieved their goals. The National Alliance is ascending the upward path once again. It is time to close ranks. We have important work to do, and we face many challenges and implacable enemies. Now is not the time to be attacking those who are working for our people's future, whether those attacks are in print or online or in the system's courts. Now is the time to reach out to all who believe in William Pierce's vision and treat them as comrades, and not only as comrades, but as the most important and valuable people on earth. We will need each other in order to do what we need to do. Now is the time to be reaching out to our people. Now is the time to find young white men and women who can be, who will be, the future leaders of the entirely new society we must build. Now is the time to fill the minds and souls of these competent, honest, free-thinking, true-hearted sons and daughters of our race with the ideals that will inspire them and their children and their children's children to ascend the upward path for the next 1,000 years and more. And for those who are already imbued with these ideals, it is our responsibility to lay out a realistic plan to bring those ideals to power. There is nothing more important we can do with our time and our wealth. As William Pierce put it, our purpose is the Creator's purpose. Rejecting the big tent approach of uniting all pro-whites, Dr. Pierce spoke of spiritual things. Quote, "We don't hope to make revolutionary idealists out of the egotistic and materialistic masses, but we do hope to awaken and inspire and recruit that minority of our people in which the divine spark already burns brightly enough to illuminate their souls and their minds so that they can grasp our truth. And the way to do that is to present our truth to them as purely and as plainly and as clearly as we possibly can, not to dress it in a conservative disguise, which leads only to confusion. We want everyone to know that we understand that what's really important is not whether we can elect a government which won't try to impose racial quotas on us, or whether we can achieve domestic tranquility, but whether the truth that is in the race soul of our people shall overcome the alien falsehoods which rule us now, so that that truth can guide us once again to the upward path, to the path of the Creator's self-realization, so that we can once again become agents of the universal will, except this time fully conscious agents, and resume our never-ending ascent toward our ordained destiny." Close quote. That, according to William Pierce, is the fundamental basis of the National Alliance. Those who disagree with these fundamental principles place themselves outside of the alliance, whether they know it or not. Dr. Pierce wasn't concerned about attracting a majority of whites to our cause. At the first convention of the Alliance, he stated, quote, "Our task is not to persuade a numerical majority of the American population that we are right, but rather to build the numerical minority of those whose values coincide with ours into a majority of will and determination." Close quote. Now, if you care about our race's survival, but you believe that Dr. Pierce's fundamentally spiritual path is the wrong path, then go your own way, and I wish you well. I will not sue you. I will not attack you or use the ADLs or the other Jewish groups or the regime in Washington's smears against you to attack you. I will not try and get a system court to seize your private membership records and take the risk of making them public. I will not do these things, even if you claim, in complete contradiction of the facts, to be the true heirs of William Pierce, while sounding more like Gerald L. K. Smith. Go your own way and help to awaken white people to their peril. I truly wish you success beyond your wildest dreams. But if you believe that our way, Dr. Pierce's thoroughly revolutionary way, the way of a total transformation of all our values, beginning with the idea that our race is ordained to be the stepping stone to higher man, if you believe that way is the right way, the only way forward, the only exit from the labyrinth, then listen to the words of National Alliance Director and now Chairman William White Williams. Quote, "My new direction for our alliance will look more like the old direction, the scrupulously honest cosmotheist direction that attracted me and so many others to Dr. Pierce's teaching and program. It is that foundation upon which we will continue to build as long as I'm chairman. Do not look to me to compromise on Dr. Pierce's perfectly sound cosmotheist worldview, his philosophy, his religion, if you will. Our American Dissident Voices radio show is back. The Alliance's media director, Kevin Alfred Strom, relaunched the National Alliance weekly broadcasts on December 28, 2013, the 22nd anniversary of the very first ADV show back in 1991, when Dr. Pierce's only staffers on the mountain were myself and Kevin. Kevin has hit the mark each Saturday morning since the relaunch with professionally produced top-rank original content like we old-timers have come to expect from him. We'll continue expanding our ADV outreach as well as getting back into publishing. Expect a long-awaited issue of National Vanguard magazine to be published soon. Until we get our traditional natall.com and natvan.com sites up and revised to our satisfaction, check out this year's archived ADV shows at nationalvanguard.org. With the help of former Alliance staffer Hadding Scott, we launched a blog in June of 2011 that is dedicated to transcribing older pre-internet articles by Dr. William Pierce so they can be shared electronically or printed out. For those of you with computers, there are presently more than 130 of these mostly pre-1995 writings archived here. WilliamLutherPierce.blogspot.com. I'm undaunted by those who point out that 99% of our people reject the National Alliance message. Dr. Pierce figured just 2 or 3% of our people share our preservationist biocentric values. So by holding to our sound, hardline ideology, we'll be reaching out to those millions of responsible, racially conscious men and women that Dr. Pierce valued as Alliance members and supporters. It is from among those people who share our values that we'll shape the vanguard with which to build and lead our majority of will and determination. Close quote. If that stirs your heart and resonates in your race soul, then join us. Add your strength to ours and make history. In the Christian tradition, there is a call to action called the Great Commission. It is to spread the idea of salvation and eternal life to all the world. Many idealists have spent their lives following that commission, though it is unworthy of our greatest souls. We have a greater commission, in harmony with nature, and therefore in harmony with God. We know that the only eternal life is the future evolution and life of our people's potentially immortal DNA, its continuation into the infinite future. We know that the origin and meaning of morality is to be found in doing whatever is necessary to ensure that continued life, the ascent to higher consciousness of the double helix that brought us into being. We know that our truth is the truth for which our race's greatest thinkers, from Pythagoras to Darwin, have been seeking for millennia. We know that all our decisions, from what we will do with today's 24 hours, to how we shall structure our future society and its laws, to how we shall choose a mate or educate our sons and daughters, to how we shall spread our sacred seed among the stars, must be based on that morality and that morality alone. We know that becoming closer to God requires rejecting the spurious holy books written by grasping or ignorant men, and embracing the scientific truths, the real words of God, that our best minds and our Faustian spirit have uncovered. We know that becoming closer to God really means facilitating our further upward evolution so that future generations are literally closer to God than we, just as we are closer to God than the one-celled creatures who preceded us. We of the National Alliance, as Dr. Pierce said, are the only adults in a world of children. We alone know the answers and the solutions that can stop our decline and looming extinction and bring into being an infinitely greater world for our children and great-grandchildren. If you too are among those who know, then this, the greatest commission of all time, is your commission too. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance, founded by William Luther Pierce in 1970. This program is published every week at whitebiocentrism.com and nationalvanguard.org. Please write to us at National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We welcome your support, your inquiries, and your help in spreading our message of hope to our people. Once again, that address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to keep on thinking free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth.
shout.